Everybody loves to celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, yet what did the disciples commemorate? There are also many traditional images we have surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ. The Word was made flesh, born a sinless human being, and dwells among us. We see images of Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus in a humble stable, with cows or oxen, a donkey, and some sheep, with a baby lying in a wooden manger, slightly overflowing with hay or straw. The shepherds worshiping him and the wise men are there bowing before him as they present their gifts. We may even see a little drummer boy standing by, though he's not found within the scriptures. We also think about the dramatic, brilliant, and startling angelic announcement of the arrival of the Savior to the shepherds as they kept watch over their flocks by night. These shepherds, we understand, were shepherds officially entrusted to care for flocks which produced unblemished lambs to be sacrificed as sin offerings in the temple. In Luke 2:10 through 12, Scripture tells us, "And the angel of the Lord said unto them, For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The Greek word for manger is phatne, translated as manger. In most English translations of the New Testament, it means stall. The sign to the shepherds was finding the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, special strips of cloth wound around the baby, lying in a stall. How could it be that this sign would tell the shepherds exactly where to find the baby Jesus? In Micah 5:2, Scripture again tells us a ruler, the Savior, would come out of Bethlehem. This was confirmed by the chief priests and scribes when the wise men came to Jerusalem to look for the newly born king. "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" Matthew 2:2. But did you know that in the time of Jesus, just outside of Bethlehem, there was a former military watchtower that was called in the Hebrew Migdal Eder, which means Tower of the Flock. The lower level was used for birthing lambs, which would be closely examined and later be used for sin offerings in the temple in Jerusalem. This structure contained stalls for sheltering ewes who were about to bear their lambs. We are told there was one particular stall where the newborn lambs were placed and wrapped in swaddling clothes to protect them from the king, damage, and or blemish in order for them to be acceptable for sacrifice. In Micah 4:8 it tells us, "And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee it shall come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem." So at the direction of the angel, these shepherds who knew, raised, cared for, and closely examined sacrificial lambs understood exactly where to find and examine the newborn king in the tower of the flock, lying in a stall, a manger, where the lambs were to be sacrificed for the sins of the people. God arranged the perfect birthplace for his only begotten Son, the perfect lamb, to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. Everybody loves Christmas. We get together, we eat, we give presents to each other. The lights are beautiful, and then there's a little baby, baby Jesus. Who, I ask, cannot get excited about a little baby, especially Jesus, the Son of God? As a matter of fact, people make much ado of the birth of Christ, and rightfully so. But did you know that in the Bible we can find no record that the early church ever celebrated Christmas? I'm not saying that it is wrong to celebrate the birth of Christ, of course not. Yet the early church did not memorialize or commemorate the birth of Christ. It
BBSradio.com.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, listen, I just want to tell everybody, first and foremost, Merry Das Christmas, okay? There would be no Christmas if it wasn't for Christ. And we're going to kind of get into a little specificity when it comes down to what is Christmas really about. And it should come as no surprise to anybody that watches this show that this is completely backwards. And we're not condemning what's going on here, friends. We're just bringing it back into perspective when it comes to the scriptures. And we're going to do our best to cover that in just a couple of minutes here. I also wanted to tell you Merry Christmas, number one. And number two, the reason we're here today is because we want to make sure the people that don't have any place to go understand that we're still in the pocket with them, because that's what this is all about, right? Again, we're our brother's keeper. We're doing unto others as we'd want them to do unto us, because love fulfills the law. Matthew 22:37, you guys understand. And I want to tell you, I am honored to be here with you, okay? Because I know as a little kid what it was like when there was nobody around. And it was me and it was Little House on the Prairie on Christmas. And I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I just want to let you know I understand what it's like to be left alone on this day as a kid. And I don't want anybody to be alone on this day. So that's what we're doing here. So, hey, guys, we love you by our actions, 1 John 3:18. We are saying Merry Christmas. We're going to put that into perspective in just a couple of minutes here. But before we do that, I do want to let you know, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, we got Doug and Don down in Texas. Merry Christmas, guys. Appreciate you over at bbsradio.com. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Now, what I want to do is let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to start off, I just kind of want to lay it on you a little thick because it's still happening. It's happening all day long. We're seeing this all over the country. And I want to show you a friend of mine. On social media platforms, he's a friend of mine, and he has been posting information on a daily basis concerning those that are losing their lives, and you're not hearing a peep about it through the mainstream media. Nope, they're censoring it again illegally. They're suppressing this information, and what was interesting is my friend, his name is Mark, he had sent something out on a social media feed, and I tried to share it, and I went back to him, and I told him, I said, hey, Mark, it's not letting me share your information. And isn't that interesting, friends? No one's been held accountable for the crimes of this massive genocide. Still to date, they're re-engaging. They're getting ready to go ahead and leverage another attack and a crisis on the people. Pro-vaxxers are actually warning the people that this is up and coming. They're elated about it because they're going to be making money off the death of more people. But my numbers are that over 20 million people to date have been murdered by these bioweapons, okay? And I want to bring you over to Mark's page because I want you to see this for yourself because, again, this isn't something that's not happening right in front of our faces. And can I also add, too, going back to what I just said a moment ago, isn't it interesting that the big pharma, along with the mainstream media and corruption in government, isn't it interesting that they're pushing for another shot in spite of what I'm going to show you right now? This lady, her name is Phoebe Knight. It was Phoebe Knight. She said, I got my COVID vaccine, 19 vaccine. That's what she called it. And interestingly enough, she was elated. This is January 21st of 2023. And interestingly enough, now look at what it says, friends. It says, Phoebe Carlos Paste Knight passed away with her family at her side on November 6, 2024, after an unexpected stroke, brain. Okay, it happened in her brain. Phoebe survived a devastating abominable aortic aneurysm on July 23rd, 2024, and was recovering at her home with her family in South Carolina. And then what does it say? It says, God called her home after. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to try to do, I should say, I'm not going to sit here and pacify people with half-truths. I'm not going to do that. You all know what's going on here. You all know what's going on. By the way, I couldn't share this from Mark's page. That's all I had to do is go down, and here's another one. Let's get vaccinated. Well, it's with the deepest sadness that we let you know that Jeff passed away yesterday, October 23rd. All of this is completely out of sight and out of mind of the American people, at least for those that are doing their best to ignore it. Here's another individual. We can do this. His name was Kevin Fetterman, okay? And then going back over to Mark's page, what is it? It's going back to the fact that Kevin Fetterman is no longer here, okay? And again, it goes on and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. These are all the people that were so elated when they first got their vaccinations. I want to let you also know, friends, these are also the same people. I'm sorry, I called it a vaccination, the bioweapon, say it, the doctors. But these are all the people that were elated to go ahead and listen to the mainstream media that they don't believe in. And look at just like Tenpenny and several of the doctors that were being illegally censored and even having their license taken away has now come true concerning what they've been trying to foretell the people, right? And again, remember, friends, these people that are responsible for these crimes concerning this genocide, where are they at? They're getting ready to do another one, okay? Here's another one. Jen Giottino. She passes away suddenly at 53 years old. You're seeing this with the kids. This is still on Mark's page. Again, she was elated to get her vaccination, and she wanted to make sure you got it. Again, she's not here to talk about it anymore. I can go on and I can go on. We covered this last week. Chauncey Glover, Los Angeles TV news anchor, dies unexpectedly at 39 years old. Unexpectedly. I mean, these are all the people that are reading from the teleprompter and they still don't even know that they're lying to you. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. What about this one? The Winnipeg community is mourning the sudden and unexpected passing of Allison Shane. Okay, I mean, folks, you can only pretend for so long before you come to the realization of what in fact is going on. Here's another one. I got my COVID vaccine, 19. We can do this. Yep, we can do it. You know what's interesting, folks? They can't do it because they're not here to do it anymore. She posts, Miss Malcolm did, I survived a cardiac arrest. I bet I can survive a divided country. Good night. God bless. Okay. I mean, my goodness, people. And it goes on. And it goes on. She's gone now. Jennifer Abreu. She's gone. Here's another one right here. Bragging about how she got vaccinated. These have all been censored by the mainstream media. She's gone. Okay, she's got a clot shot, and she's gone. Here's another one for you. Folks, you got to ask yourself the question, if it's everybody wanted and it was good for them, then why are they all passing on? And yet you can't find one person that didn't get vaccinated that's dealing with any of this nonsense. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Carrie Vinci from Rancho Santa Fe, California. I've recently been elected to school board, and would like to give a special thanks to Bradley Dean for the positive inspiration he's given me to be involved in our kids' future for our great nation. Please join Bradley Dean in his quest to reinstate common sense, Christian-based approach to bring people together to live free with liberty and justice for all.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Yeah. Okay, so I just kind of want to go over a couple things we didn't get to keep your attention on for very long yesterday, because again, we get going on the radio show and it just takes it for itself in the direction that it wants to go, so we follow that lead. Romans 8:14, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Denzel Washington advising a crowd at a Christian event to stay on their knees, saying strength and leadership are a part of God's role for men. Now, Denzel Washington has long been one of the rare outspoken Christians in Hollywood. On Saturday, he once again shared his faith in explicit terms. At first, as first reported in the Christian Post, the two-time, by the way, I believe it's a propaganda outlet, the two-time Oscar winner was a featured speaker at the Better Man event, a Christian convention hosted by First Baptist Orlando in Florida. There he told the crowd of fathers, sons, and husbands, the world has changed. And what is our role as men? The John Wayne formula is not quite a fit right now, but strength, leadership, power, authority, guidance, and patience are God's gift to us as we men, he said. We have to cherish that, not abuse that. Again, Mr. Denzel Washington says that we have to stay on our knees. I hope that the words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart are pleasing in God's sight, saith he. But he says right away, I'm human. What did he fall to? Did he fall to the standard? Did he rise to the level of expectation, understanding that we're going to be judged by that man named Christ Jesus, Acts 17:31? Or did he fall to his excuses right away? But he says, but I'm human. I'm just like you. What I have will not keep me on this earth for more than one day, he said. Since what you know, inspire who you can, seek advice. If you want to sit and talk, or as being someone, said he, talk to the one that can do something about it. Constantly develop those habits. That's interesting. Stay on your knees. Watch me, but listen to God. I hope that the words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart are pleasing in God's sight. But again, he had to go back and resort to the fact that he was human. He can't help himself, folks. And that's what I'm going to hit in just a moment here. He said, watch me. Hey, folks. Again, these in Hollywood are exhibiting a lack of Christianity, but yet they claim to be the standard. I don't know of anybody else that lectures people in Hollywood more than Denzel Washington as to how they're supposed to live their life. Isn't it interesting about Denzel Washington? Because when you look at a Denzel Washington, for example, again, nobody speaks out more as to how we're supposed to live our lives than Denzel Washington. The one that portrays himself on screen as an adulterer. One that portrays himself on screen as a filthy, vile-mouthed individual, Denzel Washington. Nobody lectures everybody as to how they're supposed to live their life more than him. He who commits murder through his movies. Nobody tells people how they're supposed to live their life more than this guy that does the opposite of what he tells others that they're supposed to do. In other words, do as I say, but don't do as I do. And somehow or another, just out of nowhere, like so many others, Denzel Washington just recently got baptized, just in the nick of time. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, not only did he get baptized in New York, but he also received his minister's license. Now, why do you think he did all that? Well, the same thing Russell Brand did, and the same thing others did when this whole P. Diddy came to the surface concerning them committing crimes against children in Hollywood. It's not just the actors again, it's the politicians as well. Donald Trump was a part of this. And of course, I'm sure that information is probably what was confiscated by the FBI because they didn't want to be compromised in the position of him now being in the White House. They don't need Donald Trump being implicated, though he's been implicated with Jeffrey Epstein and several others that you haven't heard a word from because the mainstream media doing their job as bad accomplices and committing the crimes of those or doing their best to cover for the crimes of those that are guilty of committing the act of conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. Now, I want to go back to Denzel Washington, and I want you to see this. Of course, they have to use the word alleged, and I want to remind everybody, it's interesting because out of all the articles that have been written about Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, for all the narratives that have been set on me, it's interesting how few calls I ever received from the mainstream media, and it was never allegations. For some reason or another, it was true what was said about Bradley Dean, though I was never contacted. But see, when they mean to protect somebody, that's all you have to do is look at the word allegation or alleged, and you can see right then and there that they're one of their own. Is that being speculative? Not at all. Is it factual? Absolutely. Diddy's sex trafficking victims accuse him of ritualistic practices, also naming Denzel Washington. Now, I can play this video audio for you, but in the process of doing so, friends, what I want you to realize is I'm not sure when she's going to kick out a word that she shouldn't have be spoken on radio. So in saying that, I'll go ahead and just let you have just a little bit of this.
I never thought that we would see the day where Diddy would get arrested. And I told you guys in that Maria Z.
Oh, I got to tell you, just so you all understand, this little girl right here, Allie Carter, she was supposed to be under Child Protective Services. She was actually being prostituted to Diddy's parties. Okay. And she was a party favorite, as were other kids that were under child protective services. They were being trafficked through those services in California. Okay, but notice she says
21 that no one tells on Diddy, P. Diddy. All right, just the same way nobody tells on Denzel Washington.
Okay, so
people don't usually talk and stop and think about the children victims that are going through things right now as we speak, and the ones who suffered through all this bullshit.
Ah, see, so that there's, so she's swearing. I can't have that on the radio, guys. But she's trying to tell you everybody's eyes are on trying to protect their favorite politicians or actors and musicians or whatever the case is, but she's saying nobody's paying attention to the victims, the child victims.
And then did you also notice she brought up Denzel Washington? Well, during this short interview, this download here, it goes on for about a half hour, so it's not all that short, but she talks about how Denzel Washington was actually a part of the Diddy parties abusing the kids, dancing with his underwear on. Okay? And so then we all, again, we get the opportunity to listen to the mainstream media, and you better bet your bottom dollar Denzel Washington's paying for this narrative that now he is baptized and now he's got his license. Folks, what sort of a denomination or Christian church would ordain a man like that outside of the fact that they were seeking out favor? Don't tell me they didn't give him a license because he didn't have money. No, they gave him a license because he had the money. And that's exactly what's going on here. Now, I want to just go ahead and add to that. Russell Brandt was also a part of that. Donald Trump was a part of that. And the list goes on. Kevin Spacey was a part of that. The politicians were a part of that. The musicians were a part of that. Religious leaders were a part of that. Which brings me over to this. This is none other than Health Impact News. And what he's doing is he is basically exposing the pedophile ring that's coming out of Washington, D.C. and who the players are. And it's very well documented. And again, you can go ahead and act like it's not happening. But I do want to scroll down. Billy Graham was a part of that. Franklin Graham was a part of that. A lot of people think that Watergate was all about, you know, a party attacking another party when in fact it had nothing to do with it. Watergate had everything in the world to do with protecting what? The Watergate break-in was strictly based on one thing, the pedophile records that were being kept at the Democratic National Headquarters. This was from Detective James Rothstein, New York Police Department, retired. And it's interesting who's been implicated concerning crimes against children. Guess whose name keeps coming up, friends? Billy Graham's. Guess who else's? Yep, Donald's a part of it. Hillary's a part of it. Others, this guy came forward, exposed the Clintons, what they were doing in Haiti. You can see himself right there, who was a pastor, by the way, trafficking children. Folks, this is one of those deals where I'm just not going to turn the other cheek. Not when it comes to our kids. We talked about the Franklin cover-up case back in the 80s and in the 90s. Horrific, horrific, horrific crimes being committed against children. There we got Billy Graham again and none other than Richard Nixon that were helping cover up and they were a part of it. If you look as to who they're hanging out with, nobody's been implicated as a child predator more than George W. Bush. I'm talking about senior. This was common knowledge. I've watched documentaries of CIA whistleblowers and FBI whistleblowers that said they called George Bush Sr. evil poppy, and they both claimed that there was no more of an evil man on the planet during his time on this planet. Speaking of George Bush, what's interesting about that is Franklin, Billy Graham's favorite president was George Bush. And George Bush was talking about how him and Frank, Billy Graham used to go, they would go skinny dipping together. It's that sick. We'll be right back. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
BBSRadio.com. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Merry Christmas, guys. Just wanted to let you know that we are here because we wanted to be with you today. And that is what matters right now. We're not traveling, obviously, but we do have dates coming up. Matter of fact, if you guys want to have us a part of what's going on in your community, now's the time to do that. I know it's Christmas Day, but just as a reminder, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Yeah, let me show you what's going on in the American church for what they call the Christmas holidays today. Look at this.
Hey, can't you see how we flow like the water?
Okay, it don't have to
pulling up in a pimp ride.
He like a charger,
so I gave it to you.
And they healing me too. Doctor, what's I getting away for the free? Overflow like I'm under the sea. You can see what we do with the sea. Now we got fruit in everybody can eat.
Is this like a Christian church, folks? No cross. No message of repentance. No, just be a part of the world. Make Jesus look as cool as you can with the aid of your reprobate state. No joke. I mean, incredible, man. Where are they getting that money? That's the next thing somebody's got to ask themselves. Whoa. Hey, folks, we've been seeing this in the church since I've been saved, literally. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we've been saved from. We're not to be a part of this. We're to reprove this. We're to correct this. We're to instruct these people. Again, what is it becoming? The common culture. Instead of them understanding that the Word of God is the standard
and that they're supposed to actually, by the power of the Holy Ghost, transform the society to fit the Word of God, they have it completely backwards. Now, they're trying to make Jesus look cool by calling themselves something that they clearly are not. I mean, it doesn't get any... Oh, yeah, it does. I shouldn't say that. I really shouldn't say that. But it's really pathetic what's being tolerated in the American church today because it lacks Christianity. And there's nothing worse than going into a church where Christ is not, and he's not going to bear witness to the lies. And that's, again, what we're seeing in the country. I want to get over to this because we only got a half hour left. Again, Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm just going over some of these videos that I had where they're all... saying goodbye to their work cohorts and those that they worked with that are now passed on, those that were promoting the shot a year, 2 years, 3 years ago that aren't here anymore. I'm just seeing all these videos that I got posted that I wanted to share with you. It's pretty crazy, in fact, as to what's going on. It is absolutely crazy, to say the least, as to what's going on. So let's get over to this. I want to talk about it really quick. Christmas. We're told, you know, we go to Luke 2, we can talk about the Christmas story of Jesus being born. I'll cover just a little bit of that, but I just want to reiterate this. If you haven't seen this, you haven't heard this, you need to see it, you need to hear it. Because what I did is a couple weeks ago, actually on December 18th, so that would have been 7 days ago, a week ago, forgive me, I asked the question, did the apostles memorialize the birth of Christ or the death of Christ? And for those that don't know the Word of God, guess what the answer is? The answer is, well, it's birth, man. That's what we're doing. We're celebrating his birth right now. Yeah, but that's not what they celebrated. They celebrated and they memorialized his death. Okay? And furthermore, people need to understand something, that Christmas is, in the West, celebrated during December, when in fact the theologians and scholars believe that Christ was born in September, sometime between 6 and 4 B.C., So any way you want to look at this, it's backwards. It's not the right way. And I want to show you how it was aligned to bring it back to Scripture, because the apostles memorialized his death, not his birth, okay? See, friends, what we do today is we love to get together. We love to give each other presents. We love to enjoy the beautiful lights and a little baby in a manger. Who can't get excited about that little baby in the manger, right? People make much of the birth of Christ, but did you know that in the Bible, holding to Scriptures, once again here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we find no record that the New Testament church ever celebrated Christmas. Now, again, don't get me wrong. I don't think it's wrong to celebrate the birth of Christ. I thank God that Christ was born. Amen? However, when it comes to a memorial, the New Testament church doesn't have a monument to remember the birth of Christ. What it did memorialize was the fact that they remembered Christ's death in the Lord's Supper, right? His death, not his life. I'll show you why in just a moment. If you want to reference, cross-reference scripturally, read 1 Corinthians 11:23-34. 1 Corinthians 11:23-34. Now, again, there's many traditional images that we have surrounding the birth of Jesus, the Word that was made flesh as a sinless human being and dwelt among us, John 1:14. We see images of Mary and Joseph in a humble stable with cows, oxen, and donkeys, some sheep, and a baby lying in a wooden manger, slightly overflowing with hay or straw. We see images of the shepherds worshiping Jesus and the wise men that are bowing down before him as they present their gifts. We may even see a little drummer boy standing nearby. Though the story is cool, friends, it's not found in Scripture. Just wanted to let you know the truth of the matter. We think of the dramatic, brilliant, and startling angelic announcement that heralded the arrival of the Savior to the shepherds as they kept watch over their flocks by night. As it tells us in Luke 2:10-12, it tells us, "And the angel of the Lord said unto them, For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this sign shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Manger is important, because the Greek word for the word manger is phatne, P-H-A-T-N-E, which means stall, okay? If you want to know what we should be commemorating here, friends, that's what we're holding to. The shepherds were officially entrusted to care for flocks that produced unblemished lambs to be sacrificed as offerings in the temple. The sign to the shepherds was that the baby was wrapped in swaddling clothes, loose clothing, with special strips of cloth wound around the baby lying in the stall. So therefore, how could it be that this sign would tell the shepherds exactly where to find baby Jesus? Well, if you go to Micah 5:2, what does it tell us? It tells us that out of Bethlehem would come a ruler over Israel. Folks, it's literally like prophetically playing dot to dot. Because everything that we need to see. So this is one of the things that confounds me. Just a side note, why it is that the Jewish people have refused him as the Savior. It's a stumbling block. Well, I can tell you in 1 Corinthians why it's a stumbling block is because of their self-righteousness. But how much more clear, I ask the question, does it need to be with a question mark as to who the Christ is when you see throughout the Old Testament the confirmation of the coming one over and over and over and over and over and over again? Here it is. It's right in front of our face, but yet they deny him. Again, Jesus was a stumbling block to the Jews. And why? Because of their pride. Let me go back to this. Micah 5:2 tells us that out of Bethlehem would come a ruler over Israel. Israel are God's children. That's us. Okay? This was confirmed by the chief priests and scribes when the wise men came to Jerusalem to look for the newborn king. Who was that newborn king? Jesus Christ. They asked, where is he that is born king of the Jews? That was the question, Matthew 2:2. But did you know that in the time of Jesus, just outside of Bethlehem, here's what's significant about his birth, friends. There was a former military watchtower that was called in Hebrew, Migdal Eder, which means Tower of the Flock. The lower level was used for birthing lambs, which would be closely examined, and they would later be used for sin offerings in the temple in Jerusalem. This structure contained stalls for sheltering ewes who were about to bear their lambs, and were also told that there was one particular stall where the newborn lambs were placed and wrapped in swaddling clothes to protect them from damage and or blemish in order for them to be acceptable. Remember, they must be a lamb without spot or blemish. In Micah 4:8, it tells us, "And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee it shall come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem." Okay. Through who? Through Christ Jesus. So at the direction of the angels, these shepherds who knew, raised and cared for, and closely examined all the sacrificial lambs, understood exactly where to find and examine the newborn king. It was in the tower of the flock, just like scripture told us, lying in a stall where the lambs that were to be examined for sacrifices and where they were to be located. God arranged the perfect birthplace for his son, his only begotten son, the perfect lamb to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. John 1:29 tells us what? Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Who pointed the finger at the Christ and said that? The greatest prophet born of women, John the Baptist. In conclusion, what is and what was to commemorate? Christ's death, not his birth, as I said. It seems now, let's take it to scripture. It seems that the more carnal a person is, the more they will make much of his birth and the less they will make of his death. They don't want anything to do with that death. That means death to themselves, right? That they might partake with the spiritual life. See, people love to celebrate the cradle, yet somehow or another, they hate the cross. Read Philippians 3:18 and 19. Because that same giddy crowd that will be dancing around the cradle on Christmas evening will be the same giddy crowd, just watch them, that will be in a drunken stupor on New Year's Eve singing the devil's songs. Again, make distinction, make reference to John 3:6 when you get a moment. See, friends, these people don't see that this baby Jesus is the sovereign king. He is the king over all of creation. They don't see him as the sinless deity, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. They don't see him as the sacrificial Savior who's going to die a death. And I'll finish this up in just one moment. I want to preach something to you really short. and outstanding in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Barber.
So let me ask you, I'm taking the time today to be with you. What are you doing for Christmas? How are things going for you? 281-845-4704. Because I got to tell you, on my front, friends, I can't thank the Lord enough for the things that he has bestowed upon me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. We bless his holy name. I mean, we think about Christ and him crucified alone. That should be enough for all of us. Truly, that should be enough for all of us. Because he is the propitiation of the sins of the... You know what I love about this scripture, friends, in 1 John chapter 2? The propitiation of the sins of the whole world. Not just our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. And when you begin to think about it like that, it's like, okay, I'm thinking about this in my finite mind, and I'm trying to be forgiven by faith in his blood, and yet I'm having a hard time doing that. Well, I'm going to give you an analogy in just a moment, but I want to throw this at you really quick. I'd love to hear from you. What does your Christmas look like today? How have you been blessing on this beautiful day, this Christmas day, spending time with your family? Or if you're alone, that's totally cool. We're together. That's why I'm here. I want you to give me a call, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. High five me, folks, and let me know what's going on in your day today on this beautiful Christmas day. In Minnesota, it's actually kind of overcast. We got a little tiny bit of snow. They were chemtrailing the other day, and then it started getting warm again. So we lost the snow that we were supposed to be getting, but it is what it is, right? Until the people stand up and rise up against this nonsense, it's going to continue on. So I'm not going to complain about what it is most people tolerate. But the fact of the matter is that is what Minnesota looks like right now as we speak. 281-845-4704. Give me a call. We got one more segment and we're done. We're out of here in 8 minutes. Again, I want to hear what your day brings you today. Let me go over to this and bring it back to the blood of Christ really quick, because the other day I had heard this and it was like the coolest. It just came in question to an older man and he just shot it right out of his hip. And I think it was the man's daughter that asked the question. Hey, remember in John 18:10 when Peter cut off Malchus's ear, you know, the soldier's ear? She asked a question to this elderly man, why would Jesus put his ear back on? Hey, listen, I read this yesterday for the people I had over at my home yesterday, and it is fantastic. So I'm going to share it with you right now. At the time when Peter assaulted Malchus, the servant of the high priest, that was a capital crime. Peter could have been taken and executed for committing the crime against one of the soldiers. When Jesus restored the ear, he took away all evidence that Peter had ever transgressed. Jesus left absolutely no evidence that Peter committed a crime, and that's representative of what Jesus had done for us. When we repent for breaking God's law, transgressing God's law, right? Exodus 20, Acts 20, verse 21, Galatians 3, 24, and 1 John 3, 4, giving you definition. You can also throw Romans 3, 20 in there. When we repent for transgressing the Lord's law, we then ask Jesus for salvation. We are then cleansed in his blood from all unrighteousness, again, through his blood. We've been redeemed through his blood. And then he ended his little parable with this. He said, Jesus, his blood, takes away all evidence that we have ever transgressed his law at all. And that was the story that he was telling the people in response to the question. He preached the whole gospel in just that short little parable, friends. He preached the whole gospel. And so it is. 281-845-4704. Folks, really? I'm taking the time off to be with you and I can't hear from anybody on Christmas Day. Am I missing something here? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Share with us what's going on in your day. That's all I'm asking. I'm spending my day with you. I want to hear back from you. A little reciprocity, yeah? Let me go back over to this. I posted this earlier on. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of my friends on social media platforms. And I got about, you got about 60 responses. And I'm on live radio right now, and for some reason I'm not getting one response. Huh. Okay, well, thanks, guys. I appreciate that. I really do. With that, folks, we're just going to go ahead and burn up some of the time then that we have left here concerning our Christmas Day. And kind of highlighting some of the things that we have going on in the ministry. I know that right now we have some dates coming up in Florida. I just talked to Alex Jones, who was in a foreign country. I thought that was kind of funny, but when I was talking to Alex Newman, forgive me, in Florida. And it looks like we're probably going to be doing some stuff out in the Pensacola area and hopefully in his area as well. We'll see how that transgresses. That's coming up in February. We're talking with some of our other friends where we're going to be over in Washington. I'm hoping that comes to fruition because it was one of my radio friends that I've yet to meet face-to-face. That's up and coming, and we're looking to go back into a college in South Dakota, and we're waiting for that all to transition as well. So, you know, most people, like on a day like this, or in any day, for any given day, for me, my payday is always being out there with the people. It's never hiding behind the microphone, as they say, or it's, you know, not us playing the paper tiger, writing and hiding behind a pen and doing nothing more than just highlighting what needs to be fixed in this country. I think we're probably one of the only outlets that actually do that in this country or does that in this country. But that's what we've been doing for a long time. And with that, we're just looking forward to getting out there and being with the people again, friends, because it was Jesus that said, who has believed the report of the Lord, Isaiah 6:8, and we're raising our hand and saying, Lord, send us. And in the process of doing so, friends, that's exactly what we're doing. So again, that the greatest Christmas present I have, friends, is the ability to go out there and reach more people. Because Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, those that follow me, I'll cause them to become fishers of men. In all truth be told, if my wife was in here right now, she'd be telling you the exact same story. For most people, it's drudgery for people to have to go out there and do work. For my husband, it is just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. 281. I'm getting all these messages. Merry Christmas. Over 100 of them already, friends. Merry Christmas, all of you. But I want to hear your voice. 281-845-4704. We got Deb calling in from Iowa. Thank you for calling in. How are you, kiddo? Merry Christmas, Brad, and welcome to the show.
My life is so boring.
Is it?
I hate my voice on the radio.
Okay.
It's so nasally. I talk all the time and I never shut up.
That's okay.
I don't know.
I don't want you to shut up today. Not today. Because the whole reason I got on.
God.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know what? It's okay. What are you doing for Christmas,
it
Deb?
It drives me nuts. I'm going to listen to hymns.
Amen. So are you
listen to him.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The man went to the casino.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of this going on. Yeah. There's a lot of this going on where people are just kind of hanging out by themselves today. And that was, you know, it's one of the things that we've always done here on the radio. It's like on Christmas time, I want to be with you guys and I want to hear from you guys. So I wanted to tell you, Deb, thank you for calling in. You're not aggravating me. Your voice may bother you, but it doesn't bother us.
Oh, I never shut up.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We love you, Bradley.
Thank you, ma'am. Mary,
old ladies love you.
Isn't that interesting? You know, that's true. That is factually true, because it's the older generations that understand the truth of the matter. It's the up and comings that don't quite get it yet, but they will. And again,
I got hit over the side of my head.
Yeah.
In 1999.
Yeah.
With you're gonna get a divorce. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got more
parallel lives.
I got more calls coming in right now. Merry Christmas, Deb,
well,
from Iowa. Merry
Christmas. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Love you. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Totally appreciate that. We got Renee calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got about 1 minute. Thank you for calling in. Good to hear from you. What are you doing for Christmas?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because I have learned through you and Tim that it is very important to be still. Just be still. And reflect, and thank you so much for being here today.
Amen. Are you by yourself today, Renee?
No, my husband and I.
Good.
Just my husband and I, grown children, everybody, you know, we didn't get invited anywhere for no good reason. I mean, everybody's out of state.
It's fine. Well, listen, I appreciate you. I've been to your state 51 times in the last 3 years. I've done a lot of high schools in Michigan. I love the state of Michigan. As a matter of fact, it's probably more my second home than Minnesota is. My first home, as a matter of fact, in some cases. But we love you folks in Michigan. And Renee, I just want to, you know, wish you a Merry Christmas. And thank you for taking the time and calling us and letting us know that you guys are out there. I can see a lot of people online right now, but I think a lot of them are just fickle. And that's okay.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'm just be still and hear the word, and thank you for being there.
Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, Renee from Michigan. Thank you for the phone calls. Hey, guys, Merry Christmas. We love you guys with our hearts, 1 John 3:18. And we will talk to you in 23. We're just flying right by in this season, aren't we? We are indeed. Merry Christmas, guys. See ya.